and welcome to the Heartworking Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez, and this is the podcast for first-generation Christian dads who want to grow in Christ and lead their family well. Welcome, gentlemen, to the podcast. I will just really apologize because I opened up a bag of Girl Scout cookies. My daughter is a Girl Scout. And I poured myself a nice cup of hot coffee, black, and, I didn't think this through, but I definitely wanted my coffee as I do my podcast, and then I saw the cookies, and I was like, oh, what a combination. So you're going to hear me snacking and drinking coffee during this podcast, and I'm sorry if it's annoying, but I just got to do it. I have zero self-control as it comes to drinking coffee and cookies right now, and I have a very small time frame to record the podcast, so my apologies, gentlemen. But let's get into this week's episode. First off, just want to thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to sit with me as I go on a journey of being that first-generation Christian dad and trying to grow my faith and lead my family well. So thanks for taking part in my journey, and I'm honored to be a part of your journey. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, I would love and appreciate it if you would give a rating on review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would benefit me greatly, and it'd be very much appreciated, and it would just help reach the men who need this, and the men who need this, God only knows, but would appreciate your support in this podcast. Also, there is a free course available if you are interested. Really, it's just building a foundation of faith and family. It's something that I've poured my heart into, and things that I've learned in my journey to grow in Christ and become a better father. If you would like that, you could email me at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com and you get it for free. No questions asked. There you go. I was really, I didn't think I was going to talk about this, but as I was just talking about my course, and if you've been listening to podcasts, you know the journey I've been on. And this morning I was reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. And not the whole thing, because I didn't journal the whole verse. But this part hit me. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is useless. And it just really convicted my heart. And really just put to words through the Word of God why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I need that to be my heart. And what I journaled was, this is the prayer for my heart, that I don't do anything for external rewards or validation, but because it is for the kingdom of heaven. You know, God has definitely put a conviction on my heart for dads, because it's been a struggle of mine. And so the goal, I guess, is not to just try and cash out on the niche that I'm available, but to serve the Lord enthusiastically and know that it's not useless, because it is for the kingdom of Christ. And so that is, it furthers the word that I've been given this year of humility. And so just thought I'd share that with you, because it's just part of my journey as I read in the morning and hope and reflect on these things. And something that, you know, could maybe benefit you if you're new to reading the Word, a practice that has helped me in really just retaining what I'm reading is when I read something and I find that something will maybe convict my heart or make me stop and think, I write that verse down. So I write 1 Corinthians 15:58, and I'll write out that verse that convicted me, and then I'll write out my thoughts or my prayer on it. And this has actually helped internalize the word for me. And also now I have a record of how God has spoken to me through his word and convicted my heart. And I think it would be it's been very helpful for me. So that might be something I would recommend for you dads out there who are trying to grow in the Lord, trying to get the word and maybe feeling like you're in a dry season in the word too. This is just a practice that has helped me. So yeah, thought I'd share. But this morning I was doing my reading and the kids and my wife were watching Peter Pan. We are a fan of Disney classics, not so much the new Disney, for obvious reasons, as many know. My son will always come and be like, "This is when Disney was good, huh, Dad? This is when Disney actually had real content, family-orientated content." And he's not wrong, but also I know because he's heard me say that, so so he's kind of repeating me. So Peter Pan, and I don't know, this just... as I was sitting there, you know, in my word and whatnot, I did look up and I saw the part. It was at the end of the movie when the dad sees the ship, Peter Pan's, you know, the clouds. And he goes, "I've seen that ship before." And he goes, "From my childhood." And all of a sudden, like, he went from being the dad that, if you've seen the beginning of the movie, he's trying to get ready. He's busy. He's got all these things going on. He's someone of importance. And then he wants Wendy to grow up. She can't be in the nursery. She needs to be a grown-up now, you know? And, you know, he's just that dad that I can actually relate to, that not so much of, like, the importance, but, like, you're so busy. You got to do this. And then you need your kids to grow up. You need your kids to be responsible. You're caught up in all the things that you have to do, being a dad, being a provider, right? I mean, it's not easy. But then when he sees that ship, he's brought back to his childhood. And he goes, "I remember that when I was a kid." And then he just starts smiling. And then all of a sudden he's relaxed and all is well in the home of that family. I don't know what the family's called. I was going to say the Peter Pan family. It's not the Peter Pan family. But, you know, all is well in that moment. And I just thought, how much... As a dad, and just as a man, I think, do I need that childlike heart at times? Obviously, we can't be children, because if we're just children forever, we're Peter Pan, and Peter Pan doesn't want to grow up. He just wants to be a kid and do whatever he wants to do. We don't have that luxury, but I think there is a part of our heart, you know, and like even Jesus says, has faith like a child. There is a part of that heart that we have to kind of honor and remember. And I think it's just the heart of imagination, of fun, of being present. You know, when I think of my children, they are being a child is probably one of the most present things about being a child. Well, I don't even know if I said that. Children are, let me rephrase that. Let me just take a sip of coffee. Oh yeah, so good. With a cookie. Oh man, I'm doing the trefoil cookies from Girl Scouts. Sorry about that. Give me a moment to reframe my thought. But children have the tendency to be very present. Children don't think so much about tomorrow, unless they're really excited, like, "Oh, tomorrow we're going to go to this place. Tomorrow we're going to do that." But for the majority of their time, they're in the present. Whatever they're doing, they're doing. You know, the fact that my children don't have phones, so they're not distracted by things. Like, if they're going to play, they're going to play. They're going to watch TV, they're going to watch TV. You know, they're just, children have the great power to be present. And then, you know, just to have faith. Like, you know, when I talk about Jesus with my kids, they don't need a whole backstory. They don't need to understand how creation works to you know, as they get older, they have questions, but their faith is just so genuine and pure. You tell them Jesus died for their sins, and they're like, "Wow, Jesus is amazing. Jesus is good." You know, and they just get it because it's a pure faith. And I think, and maybe I might be rambling, maybe I might be stretching this, but I know for me, it kind of just it hit like on a heartstring of just, I need to stop being so important to myself. I need to stop being so busy. You know, I've found myself, you know, being, You know, I say that so much. I find myself being busy even when I'm not busy. And I've actually been really convicted about that because we're in a different season with homeschool. We've actually been able to get some help with it. And it's really kind of lessened the load. But I think I've ingrained this in my mind that I get home from work, I'm doing this, and then we're going to dinner, and then I try to get my workout in, and then it's sort the clothes or, you know, responsibilities, and it's like busy, busy. And my kids will be like, hey, can we do this? Can we do that? I'm like, oh, maybe if I get this done after this, or I have to do this right now. And I'm just busy. I'm busy, busy, busy. I'm too important. And just remembering to not be so important to hang out with my kids. Even right now, I have this window to record, and my son is doing editing his video for his YouTube channel, and he's like, Dad, after this, you want to hang? And I said, yeah, let's hang. I'm going to record my podcast, but let's do that after. I was like, cool. But I almost felt that the I'm busy. I got to do this. We got to clean up because we're having company. Always something on my agenda, or just the idea like, oh, I just want some me time. I want to do what I want to do. And, you know, it is important to carve out time for ourselves, but just the idea that we're too busy. And before you know it, your kids are growing up. And then you're going to be like, hey, you want to hang out? And they're like, sorry, Dad, I'm too busy. So big conviction on me. And just a reminder, though, too, to have fun. Have fun while you can. Like, this life isn't meant to be so serious. This life isn't meant to be so task orientated. It's meant to be lived. So, you know, when I'm playing with my kids, I was playing Hot Wheels. Like, have fun playing the Hot Wheels. Be in there. Don't, you know, enjoy that moment. Don't think about, oh, okay, once I do this, I'm going to do this. Or, you know, think about the next thing. But be present. And I truly believe that if we can do that, if I can do that, that's going to change a whole dynamic, not just me, but in my home. And I just want to be able to say yes to my kids too, more than I do currently. So yeah, hope that maybe gives some insight, or maybe you're thinking, man, I've been saying that to my kids too. I've been too busy with responsibility, with keeping up with the Joneses or whatnot, or even my own thing. I need to start saying yes to my kids. It's like that song by Cat Stevens. You know, his son's always asking, Dad, do you want to play? And he goes, oh, I'm busy, I'm doing this. And then as he gets older and he's home, and he asks his son, do you want to play? And his son's like, sorry, Dad. I'm going out in the car. I'm going to do this. I got my own family. And, you know, they missed each other. He missed his son when he was busy, but then as his son became his own man, now his son was missing his dad. And I don't know, was it called Father's Song? Slow Train Coming? No, I don't know. I couldn't remember the song. But you know what I mean. I think it's, look it up, Father's Song. But yeah, so that's what I got for this podcast. A little bit all over the place, a little bit of rambling, maybe, or a stretch beyond the ordinary. I don't know. I guess we'll find out, right? But appreciate you guys being here. Last week, I did, issue, you know, the challenge to pray for your wife, to get uncomfortable in prayer. And I'll tell you, after issuing that challenge, there's been a lot of times where I've been uncomfortable in prayer. And I invite you to the Frontline Christian Podcast. Matt Knoll has a prayer group every Friday at 1 p.m., 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can email me that too, and then I'll forward your email to him for the Zoom link. But would love to see you on there and taking and just praying with other men. I think it's been truly amazing. It's amazing to see how much the prayer call has grown. But man, I'll tell you, I've been challenged there just to pray because there's a lot of prayer warriors there. So then you're like, oh man, I hope my prayer will stand. But yeah, I obviously know that is the enemy just preventing me from moving forward. But you know, it's uncomfortable, and there is a challenge. So invite you to that if that's another way to connect. And so with that, I'll catch you on the next episode.